What is the reflection of the dreams? How important are dreams in it?
Critically important. Most psychologists will tell you that our repressed thoughts often come up in our dreams, but also revelations, divine communion, communion with our higher self, communion with spirit guides, our master teachers, both embodied, as in the case of your dream, and ones in spirit. Before we incarnate, we not only design the blueprint of our life, when I say we, I mean our soul, with the lords of karma, with our creator God, and also with particular master teachers who we have chosen to align with in an incarnation. The same way we choose our parents, our siblings, our longest relationships, and all relationships, we choose this milieu of people who will best source all our lessons and learnings and on our road to mastery. We also choose a team of masters, ascended masters and celestial beings, but also ones on earth and in earth whom we may meet on the physical plane or through meditation and through dream time. And as we design that, a lot of that gets downloaded into us, not only when we're waking, but especially when we're sleeping. And as our consciousness starts to expand and ascend into higher frequencies, we start gaining more and more of those experiences in the dream time. One of the things that makes the dream time so profound is that when the body sleeps, the physical body, the ego sleeps. So your soul is then freed from the cage, the imprisonment of the mind. The mind is the prison of the soul. When your body sleeps, that prison door flies open. You've got free rein. And so there are a lot of things people can do in their dream time, in their sleep, which their egos, their fear, their desires, their attachments, their inhibitions, their selfishness, their whatever, the list of character traits of separateness, whatever that list is, which prevents people from that surrender, divine communion and union, that becomes very, if not totally, accessible in the dream time. It's critically important. Now, I have met people who say, I don't dream. There's no such thing as a person ever in history who hasn't dreamed. They're just not remembering them. There are other people who say, I know I dream, but as soon as I open my eyes, they're gone. Years ago, I was working with an individual who specialized in dream psychology. He had a master's in dream psychology. And he taught me a really beautiful tool, which I've shared with people over the years. And I haven't seen anything less than 100% success rate with this tool. So if there are any of you in here, and you don't have to show your hands, who say, I can't remember any of my dreams, he said, there's a very simple thing you can do. Now, this is based on the average person's sleep, because some of us have different sleeping patterns. But for the average person who's going to bed, you know, at a reasonable hour, somewhere between 9 and 12, you know, and getting up somewhere in the pre-post-dawn time of, let's say, 5:30 to 7:30, that's your basic average sleep, you'd all agree, right? The deepest window of sleep, which is the REM sleep, happens often for people between 1 and 3 in the morning. And that's when most of your activity happens. Now, again, these are generalizations. You can have a dream at any time. You can have them when you're awake. But he said, at least use this as training wheels, and then you can let them go and just be in the totality of the experience. But this is specifically for people who think they cannot remember them or hear them. He said, set an alarm for 2 in the morning and have a pad of paper and a pen there or a recorder. It may not happen right away, but it happens. As I said, it has never not happened for anyone I've shared this with and anyone he's shared it with. And he'd been doing it 15 years. And then just write down or record whatever's there and then just go back to sleep again. And he said, if you do that for a while, you'll build that muscle. Just like lifting weights at the gym. You have a flabby arm, you start lifting weights, it gets stronger. That ability to access, to remember, and to have those experiences is a dormant muscle, as are all our higher faculties. You know, I remember how Jesus, not only just Jesus, but many great yogis have said, you know, greater works than these shall all ye do. And you know how many scientists say, or most scientists say, we use 4 to 6% of our brain's capacity. Well, all these wonders are in the other 90-95%. By doing this simple little tool, he's helped thousands of people be able to access their dreams. And then eventually you can drop the alarm and you'll just start having it. Now, some people can do something as simple as speaking a little mantra before they go to bed. Tonight I shall remember my dreams. The moment I wake up, they shall be fully cognizant and available to me. And some people just say that every night. I know one individual who divines most of her answers to her life's choices and initiations through the dream time. She has developed this as her single most powerful tool of divine attunement. And when she's got a decision to make, let's say about a job or a relationship or an investment, whatever it is, spiritual, material, anything, when she goes to bed at night, she says, I ask the universe, my higher self, God, whatever your list is, that the answer be revealed to me in a dream tonight. And she's had 99.9% response on the very same night of first request, just by claiming that. And the claiming has to be not only in asking, but in knowingness and isness. This is so. Why would it not be?
I never understand it. How come I can have dreams where it's like a deja vu? I've already dreamt it before, and as I had a remarkable experience of during my high school years, that I tend to have dreams that I seem to be, I remembered dreaming it before. And it's a series of deja vus and so on. And even though it's less frequent as I got older, but they seem to be a recurring pattern of it every now and then.
Well, sometimes they keep coming back to keep teaching you the same message or the same teaching or variations of it to help you more deeply integrate it. Okay. And other times, you know, like for instance, let's say it's a scary dream or a horror dream, it would normally be a suppressed or an unconscious fear, and it could be conscious in your daily experience, but a fear that's manifesting in your dream to help you face it. If the fear is so great that they will not address it in their waking hours. Remember I said the repressed issues and thoughts and feelings come up in the dreams. So that's why when many people will have a recurring horrific experience, it's so they can actually begin to work with that. And a lot of people feel themselves victims to their dreams. You can develop again another muscle to fully control your dreams. I remember my experience when I was a little boy, before I had any official training, I was having dreams at 5 and 6 years old where I could just stop the dream, put it on pause, get up, go to the bathroom, come back and just start it again. Or if I didn't like the ending, like a scary dream, I would just stop the dream right before I got killed or something, spin it back and put new endings on it and just do it 5 or 6 different times. But we can develop those abilities. But it's to help you face either the repressed fear, to more deeply integrate a message or a teaching. Depends on the specific dream and what's going on in your life. The important thing is that nothing happens by chance or coincidence. They're not repeating because there's no new programming on or, you know, it's off season, so they're just playing repeats. It's a TV analogy. It's everything has a purpose and a meaning. It's very specific and divinely orchestrated and intentional.